You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. It's 2/23/22. Well, you're in business for yourself, or perhaps you work for a company. You got a 401k program in place. Well, there are options, especially if you're self-employed, to make the most of your 401k. And Matt Ruttenberg, expert in that, long experience in retirement plans and insurance. Matt, welcome to the show. So I'm a small business person making, say, $250,000 a year. How do I max out my 401k and get the most out of it?
Sure. Yeah. And yeah, thanks for having me, Carrie. In the 401k world, the IRS and all these governing entities, the number one priority is fairness to your employees. And, you know, as a business owner, you want to maximize your 401k, you want to maximize every level of your 401k. And they come in, you know, offering it to your employees, limiting how much you can contribute based on what they're doing. If you own multiple companies, then we have controlled groups that we have to worry about which company you have to offer it to and which company can you leave out and which employees to give and how much you have to give them. There's so many regulations and rules that you have to follow. And what I want to talk about today is how to maximize every level of the 401k plan. Imagine a three-tiered wedding cake is kind of the best way to explain this, and flip it upside down. You have three levels. You have your 401k is now at the bottom, the smallest portion. That's the $20,500 for 2022 that everybody can put towards. Then you have your employer, the middle row, employer contributions. This could be like profit sharing. That gets you up to $61,000. And then you have the third, the biggest level, which is your defined benefit contributions, and also known as a cash balance plan. That can get you well into the $300,000 range, age-based type plan, but getting you six digits tax savings for sure if you can get into something like that.
Okay. So you have a lot of options available. What about these self-directed plans? Who should use a self-directed 401k?
Yeah, and I call them kind of like the DIY plans, if you will. And so self-directed 401k is great for solopreneurs, those without employees. And you are in full charge of your investment portfolio. So in every 401k, there's three roles to a plan. So we have your administration, which is the compliance and the filing the 5500 and doing your annual testing. Then you have your investment fiduciary, and a lot of times that's you taking that on yourself. And then you have the third, which is the custodian or record keeper, as we often call it. And that is, you know, could be Vanguard, it could be Fidelity, it could be E-Trade, it could be whatever you want. And then you have these self-directed where you can get into real estate, you can get into crypto, gold. And a true self-directed custodian is a custodian that allows non-regulated investments. So a regulated investment is, you know, stocks, bonds, mutual funds,
sure,
index funds.
Yeah.
Then you have non-regulated, which gets you into real estate and crypto and things like that. And that's the true freedom that you have inside of these 401k plans.
Okay. And so from your business, who are you dealing with mostly? What types of plans are they using?
Yeah. So, you know, we deal with a lot of high level, high income folks. And that's kind of what we're going to get into today is every time we talk to a business owner, there's two questions we ask. One is, what is your motivation? What's your priority? You know, are we worried about you maxing out your own contributions towards retirement? Are we worried about tax savings? Are we trying to recruit and retain the highest quality employees possible? And it's okay to have all these answers, but when you have that answer, there's 401k world is vast. There's you know, even if you back into the SEP IRAs and simple IRAs, there's so many options out there. And if you can narrow down these two questions, we're going to narrow it down about two or three different plan options. But the high level, high income folks, you know, solopreneurs even, but whether you have employees or not, you know, let's start working with that 401k piece, right? The first level, which is your employee contribution, your employee. So when you have a 401k, you're a business owner, you can contribute as an employee of your own business and an employer of your own business. So the first level is always employee. Now, if you don't have employees, it's pretty simple. You know, you're a solopreneur, you can save up to 100% of your income, $20,500. If you have employees, this is where that fairness rule comes into play with the IRS that we talked about earlier. And in order to max out that portion of the upside down three-tiered cake, you have to go with the safe harbor. There's the safe harbor 401k, and there's multiple kinds of safe harbor 401ks. But once you implement this safe harbor, which is basically pre-approved matching investing schedules that the IRS gives out, and as long as you check that box off, they don't care how much you put away. If you don't choose a safe harbor, it's a traditional 401k, and the traditional 401k limits you to basically 2% over the average employee contribution. So say you have 10 employees and half of them are doing 10% and the other half is doing 5% or 0%. Your average is 5. You're only allowed to put in 7. You're limited. You cannot max out your 401k if you don't have a safe harbor 401k. So that's how you max out that first level. There's multiple safe harbors out there. You know, there's the standard safe harbor, and there's something that is quite unknown that we use almost every time. It's called a Quacka safe harbor 401k, and it's basically it gives you a two-year vesting schedule. So that's another way. How do you keep most of these contributions? You want to add a vesting schedule. You want your employees to stay with you as long as possible for recruitment and retention matters. But also, if they leave, you want them to have some of that money come back to you. That's where that two-year vesting schedule comes into play with the Quacka safe harbor 401k.
Okay.
So that kind of covers the first level there.
Okay. How do you supercharge or turbocharge your 401k to get
right
maximum deduction and to put away the maximum amount?
Don't just survive. Thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Today's show is brought to you by Mustango River Resources. Their flagship projects are located in Kirkland Lake, an established gold camp that has historically produced over 70 million ounces of gold. The Kirkland West Project is a high-grade gold project beside Kirkland Lake Gold's world-class Macassa Gold Mine, one of the highest-grade mines in the world. The Umeja Project is an advanced-stage project with 600,000-plus ounces of gold along the Cadillac Break, 25 kilometers east of Macassa. Their projects have the potential to transform into another world-class mining camp in the Kirkland Lake District. Make sure you go over to mustango.com. That's mistango.com. Take a look and sign up for notifications. Stock is traded on the Canadian Stock Exchange, ticker symbol MIS. For more information and to sign up for notifications, go to mustango.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Yeah, so this is the second and third level where it gets fun. Okay. The second level is employer contributions, also known as profit sharing. So a lot of times this will get you up to $61,000. If you're over 50, you can get up to $67,000. But there's multiple ways, and I'm going to give you kind of like the most unheard of, or, you know, a lot of people get these turnkey 401k plans that, you know, maybe their payroll provider or something, but you can actually segment out certain employees if you need to. And again, if you're self-employed with no employees, this is easy. All of it comes to you, but you can max out at 25% of your total payroll, basically, is what you're able to max out as a company. And the question is, how do we get you most of that if you have employees? And cross-testing or a new comparability plan is what it's called. And you're able to get try to get the majority of that by segmenting your employees by, you know, your age, the tenure with the company, what maybe if they're in management, what department they're in. And you can say, these folks are the ones who are going to have access to this. These ones are not. These ones are capped at this rate. And that's how you, as the employer, are able to take the maximum of that profit sharing.
Okay.
So that's the second level.
All right. So I think the one we're really interested in is the third level. How do we
third
do
level.
That?
Well, and also let me take a step back, actually. If you own multiple companies, you can double dip your 401ks. This is one way to get you into the six digits. Okay. So you have the two options. You have two companies, and you have the employee version portion of the contribution. You have your employer portion. As long as your companies are not considered a controlled group, you can double dip on the employer portion only. You can't do that 20,500 twice. You can't do that. They don't let you do that. But the employer portion, like the profit sharing, you can double dip. So as long as your companies aren't related in any way, you are allowed to do that. Meaning one company services the other, that doesn't count. It all has to, that's considered one group plan. Right. That's exactly.
Good. But so the third level. Separate entities. Yeah.
Exactly.
Two separate lines of business. Okay. Then you.
Yeah. And they're pretty stringent on the rules on that, but there are ways to do that. And it's hard. Again, fairness to the employees, they're always going to lean towards the employee. So if you have one company where you're a solopreneur, the other one has employees, you have to follow these certain guidelines in order to not have access to those, have the employees have access to the plan. But at the same time, sometimes you want to use that income to max out, and which kind of gets us into our third level, which gets us up into well into the 300 digits, $300,000. So this is a defined benefit plan, also called a cash balance plan, which is traditionally called a pension plan. This is what you don't see too often, right? Yeah. You don't see these too often anymore. Kind
of like gone out of vogue, huh?
Yeah, right. Exactly. And Ford and GM, and now they're gone, right? So these are becoming more popular just because income, you know, traditionally it's doctors and lawyers, you know, the small business owner, high income. But now folks are earning a lot more money these days through the internet and just globally. So because your reach is much larger these days. So we're doing a lot of these plans, and it is age-based. So the older you are, the farther, the higher in this you can go. So you can get up to $350,000 or more when you stack all three of these levels together. So you have your bottom, the 401k, the profit sharing, and you have your cash balance plan. There's a lot going on inside of a benefit plan, defined benefit, because you're defining the benefit at the back end. You're not defining how much you're putting in. So we have to bring in actuaries involved in these type of things, because there's certain rates of return that you need to abide by. And if you don't meet those, then you as the employer need to put more in to keep that up, because you're promising how much you're going to give your employees or yourself. And at the end of the day, you know, when you retire, you don't have to keep this as a monthly check to yourself. You can roll this out and put it into an IRA, and you don't have to worry about the pension. You can make it a cash balance plan, like it's called. But so if you, like I said, the older you are, the more you're going to be able to take home on this. At the same time, if you have employees, which we do this for 50 employees too, but this is best for solopreneurs or a company that has a real small team, maybe one or two employees. The older they are, the more they make, the more you're going to have to give them as well. There's a lot of calculations going on, which is why the actuaries have to come in. But the larger the salary, the older they are, the more you give them. So it's really, if you are older than your staff or your team, this is really, really powerful. And you're going to be able to save well into the six digits of tax savings into this too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like it. Well, I think you've given a good overview, Matt, of what is available there. People want to find out more about you, connect with you on the web. How do you do that?
Yeah, check us out on 401k.expert. That's our website.
All right. Excellent. If you've got a question for Matt, please don't hesitate to send me an email, kl@carrylutz.com. Don't forget, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for your free newsletter. Matt, appreciate your stopping by, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again. All right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.